You're listening to SBS News.
First up, I have to say congratulations.
Sitting on their couch holding a laptop in their Lane Cove apartment in Sydney's northwest, Fadi and Faris Massawe are becoming Australian citizens.
I pledge my loyalty to Australia and its people.
With no friends or family to witness the moment, it probably wasn't the citizenship ceremony the brothers had been expecting. But as they repeated the oath to the online officiant, Faris says the moment was everything they'd been waiting for.
Yesterday was my 30th birthday and today's my citizenship ceremony. And that's probably the best birthday present I ever had.
They arrived from Jordan in 2015 as skilled migrants, beginning the journey to Australian citizenship 18 months ago. Fadi says when the COVID-19 pandemic threatened to derail their dream of becoming citizens, they jumped at the chance to complete the process online.
I thought there would be more delays to the existing delays, so that was a bit frustrating. So yeah, when I heard that the virtual ceremony is something that the government might be considering, I was happy.
The government announced earlier this month it would hold online ceremonies for those waiting to take the oath, with fears thousands could be left waiting indefinitely due to coronavirus restrictions banning public gatherings. Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says the government wants to enable every eligible person to become citizens as soon as possible.
We want these people to declare their full allegiance and commitment to Australia. So we've set up this process whereby they can do it online. They still have to do all the proper checks.
The department is aiming to process about 750 would-be citizens a day to clear a backlog of people waiting that's now reached 90,000. The Immigration Minister says applications for citizenship remain open, but due to social distancing restrictions, his department can't progress to testing and interviewing applicants in person. He says an online alternative is being explored, but the focus now is to complete the process for those already approved.
At the moment, we're just dealing with those people who had already done their English language test, who'd already passed their citizenship test and passed all of the other requirements, and now just going through that one final process where they make the full commitment to Australia.
The move has been welcomed by multicultural communities, but the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils wants similar considerations for those applying to become permanent residents. FECA CEO Mohammed Al-Kafaji says many people on temporary visas who have lost their incomes due to COVID-19 are without any support.
Those people must be fast-tracked because at the moment they are not eligible for any government support. But as soon as they become permanent resident, then they will be able to access government support and government services, because it's really uncertain time and we want to make sure that we provide some certainty to people who need it the most.
You can stay up to date on all information about coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.